And one of them said, "Do you think looking fabulous is being unstable?" It was mine. I was like, damn, that's
this
real.
This has not been recording.
Uh-oh.
Just have to hit rewind.
I don't know what happened. That's not been that before. That's so funny. As a professional, you've done that before?
So, I don't...
That makes me feel
actually,
so much better.
Not many people know.
I swear to
I'm
God,
packing a
know.
Bowl. Can we smoke on...
Yeah, smoke. I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
So,
let's keep it going.
I had a podcast for a while, and I didn't tell anyone about it. I did a secret podcast, and I was interviewing a bunch of, like, my music friends. I just couldn't be... I couldn't be on all the time.
So, wait. What was... How did you make... It was strictly secret. Like, if you...
I was going to record a whole season. I got, like, sponsors for it. Like, I did the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And I think I did, like, 6 or 7 episodes. But there was just, like, 2 times where I just wasn't... I was just awkward. Like, I just woke up, like, not there. And
sure.
I just couldn't... I was like, really? That... It's lame because there's part of me that's like, you should have just, like, kept working on it and gotten fucking better, dude.
Yeah.
Quit being an asshole. But... I don't know. There was 2 experiences that made me go, I don't think I want to put my energy into this. Like, I'd rather just work on other stuff.
Actual music.
I respect podcasting. Like, I think it's awesome. Like,
that's so funny though that that's happened. It was.
I
that's
did
why
that
we clapped
once.
And everything.
It sucked.
So I don't know when it stopped, but Marissa's a magician and she will absolutely make this episode work and it will be just fine.
Oh yeah, no worries.
We have it all on camera, so we're good.
I had some buddies out.
Like sweating even more than I already was. Go ahead.
They're a cool band. They were at my place. They, like, came over, spent a bunch of time with me, and then I just, like, that's a wrap, and didn't record any of it.
Damn.
No.
Like, such a rookie. Like, I record music for a living.
Yeah.
Like, how dumb. But you didn't. I was so nervous. Like, I was just new to it.
Absolutely.
And it was hard. I really did, like, a lot of research and, like, really went at it, but just can't, you know, it's hard to be on all the time.
So do those 6 episodes just kind of, like, exist?
They're on a hard drive.
Okay.
I have them.
And do you think I'll ever release them?
Maybe.
Maybe in the future?
I kind of want to release the, I think I did one with Hugh that was pretty decent from Golf Clap.
Okay.
And Brian.
Nice.
Golf Clap. And
then
Michigander.
Oh, sick. Hell yeah.
So
really
that
great.
One,
those
Michigan
are cool people.
It was one of the better ones, but.
Oh, that's so good. Even
talking's
just like
fucking hard.
A mini series, you know?
I should release them.
You should.
Look
that's
at that.
That's just me. I'm like such a monetizing ass, like hustling ass bitch that like, I'm like, what can we do with those? Let's go.
Yeah.
But you'll figure it out.
The only reason I really wanted to do it is because it was like an opportunity to just like sit down and like, chat with someone and have a good time. And I was like, I'm just better at this when my camera is not on. Like, it's, you know, this is different, but like leading it, you know,
absolutely.
Like, I like asking, you know, generally a pretty interested person, but
yeah.
So I was like, fuck it.
Well,
I'll just hit people up to hang. And
that's
what I started
this
doing.
One is so fun because, you know, like a lot of people when I'm out in the world, they'll be like, what's your podcast about? That's such an interesting name. And for a long time, I did want to make the whole theme of the show go with the name. And I tried. And it just was like, we kept going off of that subject and having way more fun shooting the shit. And I used to have a lot more comedians on. And like now I'm getting more into like this realm of like, let's get other artists on. And just get, you know, a feel for who they are and just have a good time. Because I think probably a lot of what you do can be like a little, I don't know the word for it. I don't want to say like boring, but like repetitive, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
So like when you come and do something like this, you get to just like hang out and drink gin and like talk shit, you know?
Totally. I talk about music plenty. And I don't mind talking about it at all for the record.
Sure,
but
absolutely.
Like,
sometimes it's
nice to just hang.
We do obviously talk about very ridiculous things, and we obviously get into some sexy topics sometimes. So if at any point you are like, I don't want this out in the world,
don't care.
I'm just saying the safe word is Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
So
okay.
Instead
Believe
of saying
me, I've been
no,
there.
Just say Chewbacca.
I'm gonna like, can I like Chewbacca?
Yeah, 100%.
No.
You can say whatever you want.
These all look good to me. I mean, we've already like we've covered. some pretty heavy topics, like
we have,
like, I mean, just like anal and stuff, and what else?
Honestly, you're very.
That wasn't too good.
It wasn't bad. No,
I thought it was a very tasteful conversation. Honestly, like, yeah, we could have approached anal any with any less grace words.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Yeah, I thought we did good.
It wasn't classy anal. That's us, honey.
You are being a cis man sitting in a conversation with a trans woman talking about anal. Mm-hmm. It's honestly pretty amazing and open of you. So thank you.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't talk to Hundy about like having anal.
No, you wouldn't.
So, I mean, probably not.
Because y'all are like, how I mean, it's long just like my friends? Buddy.
Are we recording right now?
Yeah, how long have you guys maybe. Been friends?
Like, as long as we've been friends, probably longer.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay.
Beginning of college.
Oh, okay.
He's actually kind of... I met him through Kevin and Rick, who are the founding members of the Rainbow Seekers.
Oh, yes.
He
yes,
was
yes,
their
yes.
roommate, and then, you know, we just became
got
very
it,
close
got
friends.
Got it. It's so crazy how time just flies, huh?
Yeah, it does.
So, as a camping person, have you camped with your significant others in the past?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I've basically dated one person, like, my whole life, kind of. Not my whole life, but, like, graduated and
on and off for a very long time.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And yeah, we camped the fuck out of places.
Did y'all have like some pretty solid outdoor sex or what?
It's not that great.
Is it
hiking
weird?
All day?
Yeah, yeah.
Like
okay.
being stuck in a swampy kayak all day?
Sure.
Festival or something? I mean, did it happen?
You're not into the dirty sweaties?
You have to ask Caitlin.
You're like, I
don't think either of us were like begging for it. I mean, maybe there was every now and then it was really please or something.
Yeah.
Probably on both of our ends, but
sure.
We're out there to.
I just haven't had a lot of sex outside, so that's the only reason why I asked.
I think you're better off like
with you being such a camper.
I used to have sex outside all the time.
Really? Because you lived with your mom and you had nowhere to fuck?
That too.
Okay.
I had nowhere to fuck. Yeah. I would never bring a man home to my mom's house. That's weird. And then second of all, this is like even when I was like 18 and stuff, I would like have this thing. I'd be into like going. There were so many new like bougie apartments always being built by me and stuff and like townhouses. Yeah. And those workers would always be high as fuck. And they would leave them open as they're being remodeled. So I would go on Grindr and I would like have guys meet me there and just fuck on these granite countertops and like all this stuff. And someone's new beautiful home, I'm breaking it in for them.
You sure are, honey. Look at you, leaving your DNA all over the marble.
He's like,
all
right. What the fuck?
I'm a little bit jealous. Like,
Joe's leaving traumatized.
I know, I'm sorry, Joe. I don't want to eat too much.
The thought, I mean,
he's really thinking about
it. Learning about stuff.
Okay. We love a learner. Go on. What were you saying? You're jealous?
A little bit.
Of us being slutty?
I mean, no, not really. It's just like, that sounds awesome. Like, why can't I just be on like Hinge and be like, hey, babe, I'll be on the construction site.
Yeah.
You see me with my pickaxe.
You could.
No, it's not even a little hat. It's not even like.
Fake name, show up in a mask.
Yes.
That's kind of badass.
But that's what they do.
No one wants to know who you are.
That's what they do.
This is how gay people fuck. Like,
yeah,
let's make it more normal. Let's normalize
not fucking
sneaky,
an abandoned
mysterious weird sex for the fucking heteros.
Yeah,
it's like,
why not?
It's like kind of like
you should go on my Hinge right now.
Can I will swipe
do
I'll do it all
me.
For you.
I mean, we'll, you guys can
we'll go with you we'll,
oh god
okay,
no
you end
that's
up,
probably
you end
such
up,
a mistake
you end up swiping with somebody like in Ferndale.
We know
them, and then we a we know them, b we don't know them, but we still like come on the date with you.
Really, you know, we're gonna like be in the background, like we're gonna be like
100%. This is like, this is my emotional support tranny.
No, don't
comedian.
Tell no, don't tell them that we're there. We'll
don't
just
tell
go
them
with
that you're trans.
No. That too. No, we'll tell, we're going on a date, we'll be in the back, but we'll make this, we manage this date, like we put you on the date.
Yeah,
but they don't know we're there.
No, we'll come up to you. Okay, you have a fake name this whole time. So then we go up to you and we're like, oh my god, you look so much like Joe Hurtler. Are you him?
From?
That would help.
And then you would be like, no, I get that all the time. That's not me. I'm Timothy Chardonnay or whatever.
Timothy
the fuck.
Chardonnay. Wow.
Yeah. You know?
Do you know what I have my friends do for me sometimes when I go on dates with guys to get drinks to like make them be like, I'll call my best friend Lexi and I'll be like, call the place and say you'll pay, you want to buy me a drink. And you think I'm like the prettiest girl in the bar.
That's honestly so smart.
That is pretty smart.
And holy like, I'll shit. Give you, I'll send Master you money. I'll send you money. For, I'll send you money for it. But like, just like tell them that and put on your card and like tell them that you're a dude.
Fucking yeah, that's a,
and really then they'll walk idea. Over with the drink and they'll be like, someone thinks you're the prettiest girl in the whole entire bar. And like, they'll be like shell shocked. Like, and then after that, I'm just like, oh, thank you.
I love that. Thank you.
I'm crazy. No,
oh my God. Dude, you're, how many times have you done that?
Like 3 times.
Would you say it led to a successful evening?
Every time. Like because they're like, wow, like she's that bitch.
Hits joint.
Because a lot of the guys I go out with are like cis men or they are like trying to open up to it. And like, I'm very, I like before you want a good sex for me, we're going out. I want to see how you handle me around people. Cause not everybody can be with someone like me in public. Cause as I've talked about before, I get a lot of looks and it's just what it's just not everyone has emotional capacity for that. So if they're willing to go out and get drinks and stuff, I'm going to test them. I'm going to test you.
I love that for you.
I know it's kind of bad. I probably shouldn't test people.
Do you want to? I mean, you should test people. Like, you should definitely. You know, if you're trying to meet, you want to meet someone who likes you for you and wants to be your friend. You know.
Yeah.
Also get fucking pounded too. You know.
That's not always. I don't always want to have sex. I just like to. Still
important though.
I'm just sexually liberated.
It is.
Yeah, sexually liberated.
How do we feel?
Definitely test people.
Yes, test everybody. Get tested. Be
tested,
safe.
Be tested.
I will promote sex, but I don't promote not safe sex unless you've known them for a long time or been with them. Then you can fuck without a condom. If not, world's dirty. Bitches are dirty. Men are dirty.
We are.
But we aren't. So listen to each other's mothers. Joe Hurtler, let's go. Let's talk about this topic. I've been wanting to talk about them the whole fucking time since we're on this relationship vibe. Okay. Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet. I talked about Chardonnay, like a good wine. That's the weirdest. It's probably one of the craziest couple jumps I've ever seen in my life. He was like a movie in what, Call Her By Her Name?
Yes.
Was a gay movie.
Correct.
And then he's very like scrawny. And she was with Travis Scott, who was like this like rager musician, you know,
black,
amazing,
yeah,
but like that's such a jump. How do they meet?
They're all doing it. How the Kardashians do the same thing at the same time.
He's fucked for sure.
He got trapped,
probably.
Timothy Chardonnay.
Like what?
I think he's having the time of his life. He's fucking one of the hottest
Kylie Jenner
most successful women in like in the world, which is wild. But yeah,
it's like really crazy to say.
Maybe he's just, you know, he's
Pete
just
Davidson,
worth it, you know, like
and Kim Kardashian, that one,
that cool. Listen, like you look at him and you're like, that dude's like seems like so chill and probably a really good listener. And you know, Kylie's like into it, you know,
celebrity crushes.
Those tall, scrawny dudes, as you probably know, are packing.
Oh, he probably got huge cock,
anacondas.
Huge cock.
Pete Davidson, huge dick.
They're like, we're switching over.
They're all switching over. They're all doing
it. Who's your celebrity crush? Who is someone you're like, we'd be a great power couple?
Fuck if I know.
No, you don't
have
any. I haven't
really thought about it.
There's no girls with like any bands like you who have like the same amount of following. You're just like, damn, we'd be a killer.
Oh, no. I would never date a songwriter.
We didn't have a celebrity.
There's so much going on right now.
I just get normal, regular old person.
Yeah.
So, can do anything but that. I mean, that's not 100% true, but
definitely
I would date a songwriter, but you know.
Not what you're after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Normies all day.
Just, regular old people doing their thing.
I tried to date comedians and it was awful.
Yeah,
it was
like, you know.
Huge mistakes. So, yes, I understand what you're saying by that. You didn't have a celebrity crush when you were growing up, even?
I have a great answer for this. It's just like tucked away in the files. It'll pop up. Okay.
Like who is like a musician? You're like, oh, like Britney Spears.
It's hard for me to think about musicians that way, to be completely honest.
Oh my gosh. Why? What's your, wait, that's you wild. Keep saying you don't want to date a musician. Why is that?
Because I know what they're like.
Is that like a thing?
You know what they're like? like.
Yeah, you know how it is. It's like, there's still, like, to be a musician, you need that, like, strong sense of self, a strong ego. Like, not that that's always a good thing to have.
Relatable, though, right? It
is
required right?
to make art. And I mean, this is a huge generalization. Like, there's some, my musician friends are, like, some of the coolest fucking people I know. So, but maybe I'm just, like, thinking of my own little twisty bits in my brain where I'm, like, eh.
Well, also, like, don't you want a little
bit of...
You
gotta be a little off to write music.
Yeah. And you want, like, a little bit of a vacation from it, I think.
That's
right?
True.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that's a good way to say it, Joe.
Actually, that you hit it. You hit it right there.
Yeah.
That was, like, good.
Let's. I want, like, a reality outside of this reality.
I mean, I don't like the reference to, like, my last relationship, but I think that was part of it for me. It was, it's just, like, come home.
Yeah.
We're home. Just cats and, like, a TV and shit. You know, let's chill.
Let's chill. Let's cuddle and fuck and make food and be people.
Exactly.
I love that. A dream.
Honestly, a dream.
I want to be a tour girlfriend.
You do?
Hell fuck yeah.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Because
I don't think you do.
No, I don't, because I'm probably going to get really pissed off.
They're gone a lot.
Yeah.
I'm gone a lot.
No, but I want to be on tour with him. Not all the time, but just, like, to experience that with somebody.
Yeah, tour.
Someone,
like,
really,
like,
fucking cool.
Like, come meet up a little bit.
Why are you shaking your head, Joe? It could be you. Yeah. I'm kidding.
No, because you'd be, like, ready to have this, like, giant experience that you're really excited about. And maybe the person that you're with is capable of delivering that experience.
Yeah.
But the likelihood is they're working and their girlfriend's come along and it needs a lot of attention.
I don't need any attention. Yeah. I'll be talking to everybody else but him.
Yeah. If you can. Yeah, it's just they're going to be distracted. Yeah. I have seen it. I think it works at a bigger level. Like, when you have a couple tour buses, like, people bring their families all the time.
Sure.
And that's normal. But, like, hard touring up until a certain point would be tough. Now, what I have learned through many years of doing things incorrectly is make sure to call every day. Just fucking call your partner every day.
Absolutely.
You find yourself in a band, rock band, kind of like the Strokes.
Yes.
Make sure to call your partner every day, just a couple minutes, say what's up.
I would love that, and I'm going to.
Gotta do it, man.
Same, if you're going on big comedy
tour. Johanna's like, I'm not calling him, we're fine. And I'll be like, call him.
Call
your cis white man.
Ugh, God.
Tell me about this guy. I want to hear about him.
I hope I end up with this guy. No, I'm just kidding. I don't.
Is he taller than you?
No, I think my forever partner is definitely a woman, for sure.
What is it about women? What's the preference? I mean, I think I know the answer.
Lesbian porn.
Yes.
Scissoring. No, I don't know. I have mommy issues, so, like, I don't know. I just, like,
feel more connected with women.
I think
to some extent.
I think my connection with women is that, to me, they're more fun. Like, I just feel like we can do more things together.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, the men that I've dated in the past. Because if I... And I think that's why I fell so much in love with my trans boyfriend. Because that's a person who understands, like, both sides of my masculine and my femininity. And, you know, it's just, like, a deeper connection, I think. Queer love is deeper, I think. Queer love is, like...
It's so...
It's more about the personality.
Literally me, heartbroken. Sorry, I'm, like, so congested.
You're doing great.
I honestly, like, not in the vagina that much on women. But I'm open to, like, queer people and stuff like that. And I, like, being with a trans person recently, and I talked about this before, like... It was just different. Like, I don't get heartbroken over men. I'm like, on to the next one. Cause I'm a bad bitch, you know? Mm-hmm. But this was different because I related on a different level. Like, of just, like, going through that struggle.
This is with a trans woman.
Trans man. So, was a woman, but, like, now is a man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I born that.
Mm-hmm. And so. Because they went through that same...
Yeah, and you can, like, joke about it, and it's, like, you can be comfortable, and, like, you accept each other for what you are, because you know what it is, you know what I mean?
Go ahead, sorry.
No, what? Go right ahead.
Were you able to, like, was there still a physical attraction there that you were able to, like, develop through that shared experience?
Yeah, it was, like, it was really cool. The only thing that sucked about him is that, like, he, I don't think, wanted to confidently be out with me. Like, he had, we had a great relationship when we were together. With other people was like a front. And that made me like, but he was, he's been trans for a lot longer than I was. So like, he kind of was like, he looked like a cis man. Like, he just passes more. And he kind of like made me feel like a tranny in a relationship. You know what I mean? Like, he was hiding me, you know? Huh. It, that's how it felt towards the end. But when we were together, it was so great.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I'm so high too.
I'm sorry. Whoa, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Hi, and it's like blowing your mind.
I'm like looking over my boyfriend over here. I'm like,
look at Amy Winehouse. This is how it goes. Yeah,
Robin Williams.
You're not happy to be out with me?
No. Nope,
oh, that's not. Robin Williams. Okay.
Yeah, that's Robin
sorry.
Williams. No, you're good.
You're totally that's fine. Robin I hope you're comfortable Williams. With these conversations.
They're good things to talk
he's
about.
He's asking like questions. He's going great. Yeah, we're all chilling. That's Robin Williams dressed as the Virgin Mary.
Oh.
You.
Yeah, with a Beyonce halo on. So, welcome to our queer home.
Yeah, literally.
Wow.
But yeah, I think that that's, yeah, I don't, I'm glad you agree with me that like queer love is just like very intense.
It's just, yeah, it's different.
I think it's easier to be vulnerable, you know, than like. There's too many, like, pretending like you're not who you actually are when you are in a hetero relationship, I think.
I'm scared to
you
be.
Assume the other person can't understand you, so you try to almost, like, fit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that make
I
sense?
I think I do,
like,
yeah.
You're, like, politely trying to be, like, this is who I am, kind of, but, like, not really. And then you, like, actually get to know the genuine side of each other once you're like in a relationship and
yeah
like, but it's almost like with queer love it's like right off rip like this is me I'm you know I'm
yeah
gay and proud and wild and shit
I mean,
you know like
there's like you know there's few things that can bind people together more effectively than like a little bit of suffering shared suffering it's a very
shared suffering
thing.
Shared
even if
suffering
you didn't do it together but you can like sure. That empathy will always bring yeah, people yeah, together yeah. That's the
I guess what I'm trying to say is we're all mentally ill and
no.
Traumatized and then we trauma
regardless
bond.
Of queer love meeting somebody which not everyone has yet and I haven't yet meeting somebody that you really just like that rocks your world that you can vibe with is awesome. Yeah. Friends even as well. So, you know, find us on Hinge, please. And especially Joe, I bet he has a great profile.
But it's actually under Phil Collins.
Yeah.
What do you tell, like when you match with someone on there, like, what do you say? Like,
I say, hey.
See what I mean?
No.
Fuck!
can you guys rate
you have to be funny.
Can
yeah.
Can you rate my thing?
Can I see it?
Yeah.
I'm really good at
I
this.
Oh, God.
Rate
this could be such a fucking mistake.
I'm not going to be mean,
no,
I promise. I'm so nice.
I think it's going to be great.
I'm not ashamed of anything
the
on
table.
There. I try to be, like, halfway decent. I mean...
Oh, here we go. God. Oh, here we...
Fuck.
Don't be... Listen. Are you kidding? You're
like,
so
pic,
scared.
Pic,
why are you
pic,
so scared?
Dick pic. I've never sent a dick pic.
I am not looking at...
You've never sent a dick pic?
I mean, like, one to Caitlin, like, a fuck.
You're a
long
great
time
guy.
Ago.
You're a great guy. Just relax.
Joe.
If that was
you're
fun.
In
I
your,
was with someone.
Welcome to your dick pic era.
This is my dick pic era?
This is your dick pic era. Welcome. How do you feel?
I feel like I'm home.
I'm so happy.
I feel like I'm in the womb.
Okay, so let's read. First of all, I take this photo down, the first one.
Let me see.
But the other ones are the best. Look at this. Okay, look at this. Look how great. He shows himself in the band. My best celebrity impression himself. Duh.
Oh,
duh.
That's really what it says?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I had a picture of...
no, it's funny.
I had a picture of the... what's his face? The basketball player. Oh, my God. Oh, what's his name?
I'm Michael having... Jordan.
No, I look like a basketball player, okay?
That'd be mine.
Oh, you do? Like an actual one.
Oh, he plays for San Francisco.
Oh.
I'm so stoned and I'm... Don't... Can't remember.
You're a great.
I had a doppelganger in that picture. That's
we'll
why
pull up.
I
we'll
to
have.
You have a great.
To pull up the picture.
You have a great compassion, humor. Yes. Oh, look at the cat. Is that a real cat?
That's my cat.
Your cat looks fake.
It's,
your cat
she's
is
not
so
fake.
Perfect. It looks fake.
She's
look
made
at this.
Of
he's so cute. Okay, I approve.
really good ones.
Look at him cutting the wood. Oh, so yeah. Funny to me. Get a.
Okay. Joey, we gotta look at this shit.
Bank of Ann Arbor.
Oh, this one is awesome. This should be your first one.
That's what I said.
Okay, wait, hold on.
That's the eye catcher.
What is the actual first one? This one?
It's me and Chase.
It's gotta be you can't be with a friend.
You can't be with a friend.
Never listen up for here first, folks. No. I can't talk.
Well, because never put your first picture with a friend.
Oh yeah, good point.
You know, but yeah, never first picture with a friend. These ones down here.
Great. The bio's great. Yes.
This one's absolutely my favorite one.
Okay.
Very much speaking to me. Obviously very clever.
I like the one of him looking up.
The veins in the arms.
No, the one of him looking up. Where is it?
Yeah, we're not new here. We know.
This one. That one right there.
Studio Joe?
That would get me right there. Studio Joe.
Yeah, cool. Studio.
Like this two right
with
here.
With your soft eyes. We're like, he's sensitive and an artist.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
You're killing it. Oh, and then one on stage. Okay, good, good, good. Yeah. I would say
I'm your new bestie. I'm here to help.
To this one. And then you're about to get some...
Poutang.
Cool.
Swipes on the right.
Wow, I can't wait for all the women.
I can't wait for Poutang.
Okay, so wait, this is the song that says I get myself out of a funk by...
I mean, you can hit play if you want. Oh, you might have to hit the on thing. I put this out there. I have to own it.
State University as a curriculum developer. However, a few years ago, I stumbled into a full-time...
Oh, boy. Which, to some extent... I haven't listened to this in a while.
I love it.
Stressed, I tend to just channel that energy into the work.
I'm obsessed with you.
It's so cute.
He's the cutest thing ever.
God.
How is he not? How is he not in a relationship?
I don't understand how you're not wifed up with like four
kids.
I've been trying to wife on everyone.
Oh my god, amazing.
They're not meant for you, I think, I think that's what's happening. No, that's what I've been telling myself.
I'm trying to try harder. That's where we're at. Put in the work. Thanks, Stella.
Maybe, no, that's not true. I was going to say, trying too hard's a thing.
Oh, true.
You know?
Yeah, no, I feel that. I'm not actually trying
too
hard.
What's that saying? If you push it, it's shit or something?
I try to just match people's... If I'm into someone, I generally just try to, match their energy.
Hell yeah.
Say pushing shit.
Yeah. If they just are like, I fucking hate you, then I'm, super mean. And then it always,
Oh, you're an Aries. You can get mean. Aries are pretty, They're, first born in, spring.
I was first born.
You live in Lansing.
Oh, I need to update that. That born in Lansing. I think that's, hometown.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Which I've been there for, 15 years, so I just kind of... I don't know. Stuck Lansing on there.
But hell yeah. Look at you go.
Thanks,
I
Joe.
Approve. That's a I great approve. Profile.
That had me sweating.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Really?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Come on.
Thank you for the feedback, though. That made me feel good about myself.
Yeah.
I was about to delete the whole app.
No.
So, no, I'm just kidding.
No. You just have to have a good profile.
I went to lunch today and I did say out loud, I think in 2 months I'll be ready to get on the apps. I did say that out
loud
today. I don't know. I'm so new to all of them. Do you have a favorite? Probably not Tinder.
Based on the name and the logo, which one do you think best represents you as a person?
I don't even know what the
you would like Hinge.
Like.
You would like Hinge.
There's Bumble with a B.
I would like Hinge.
There's Hinge with a H.
With an H.
Bumble and
probably
Hinge.
H for Ho. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get more likes on Bumble.
I've heard that Hinge is the way to go if you're an actual adult.
You should go on Raya.
An actual connection.
You're a celebrity.
It's bullshit.
Oh, see?
Raya is bullshit?
It's where all the celebs go.
It's not. It's such a lie.
You can't go on it.
You do have to
get approved.
I hit Andy Frasco and I think Frasco and Theo Katzman vet me, which is hilarious. But it's such bullshit. It's all fake accounts. It's a bunch of
you have to get approved to be on it like you're somebody.
It's not actually cool. Trust me.
Well, that's like...
Unless you're looking for maybe a doctor to get with.
Oh, I'm going on Raya.
We're always looking for doctors.
Yeah. There was a lot of doctors.
Would
but
you
I was
date
like,
a doctor?
Fuck yeah. I mean, sure, I don't care.
Wow.
I mean,
that's a big jump.
Fuck yeah.
No, I think you'd be a great doctor, like daddy wife.
Daddy doctor.
Daddy doc, like daddy to the doctor. You know what I mean?
You could be like, you know, like daddy artist, though. Yeah. You know, like starving artist dates or marries doctor.
It's not uncommon in the music world for this to happen, to be completely honest.
I could see that. It makes sense.
I want it to happen.
And
I'm
honestly,
manifesting
like,
this for
so
you.
They're so busy and you're so busy that it's perfect. It just like,
I think
you
know? I would try. I think I would drive an actual doctor insane.
You think so?
Probably. We're I've grown up a little bit over the years, though.
We're going to find you the perfect gal.
Having my cat really made me have to grow up a little bit and like accept some responsibilities. And,
absolutely.
You know, go out and make some money and like.
Having any type of pussy in your home makes
I
you
have pussy
some
just
pussy will
around
change your life.
What's your cat's name?
Pussy will change
Socks.
Your life.
Socks.
That's so fucking cute.
She was born in my bed 3 years ago on Mother's Day.
Oh yeah, that fucking video you put together was amazing.
Yeah, with the little nasty little slugs, and you're like, oh, those are actually cats.
Oh my god.
Those are beans.
Is she nice? She's sweet. Yeah.
You're obsessed with her.
Yeah.
He's in love with his cat.
Yeah.
I love that. I have real human love for that cat.
She's like 3?
Yeah.
Relatively.
I saw her just like moments after she came out of her mom's vagina.
Shit. How'd you know she was the one?
I didn't.
Okay.
She was definitely really cute. She was the lone sign.
She looked great.
I named her Socks actually so my saxophone player would adopt her because... His handle on Instagram was Socks.
Oh,
of
right.
Milk.
Yeah, I remember. Mm-hmm.
So, but him and his wife found some cats in their barn like a couple days before I was going to drop her off. And she kind of paired with me.
Okay.
The kittens paired. So one of them, the runt that we kept, paired with Hundy,
mm-hmm.
my roommate. And then Socks paired with me. And then the mom was paired to Caitlin. The three of us lived together.
Oh, shit.
That's just how it goes.
Sure.
Humans... You know, sometimes they like choose you in those situations, which is
cool.
Yeah. And it's special because when you have that bond with an animal,
mm-hmm.
it's like, immensely powerful. Like,
absolutely.
You know, it's just like this unspeakable attraction between two beings that can't even really communicate with each other. You totally can.
Yeah.
There's ways to communicate
telepathically.
With pets, but like there's just this inexplicable connection that's beyond just like a food response. That's part of it, of course.
Do you think
like,
that reincarnation is real?
That'd be cool if it was.
Yeah.
I mean, I just...
I want to reincarnate into a tree.
I think about it all the time, but I just don't know.
Right, yeah.
I have no
obviously, we don't
evidence
know.
To, like, support it one way or another. So
do you think that, like, guardians are real?
I just don't know. I'm agnostic, like, all the way.
Okay.
And it's not me just being a scapegoat.
Sure, sure.
Like, I just... I think about it all the time, trust me.
I feel that, and I see that for you. So that makes actual perfect sense. But I am a witchy little Peruvian woman.
No, that's awesome.
I believe in guardians. I believe in reincarnation. I think that it's fascinating that an animal would even choose you like that, and it does happen all the time.
It does.
And I truly think that they are somewhat like your guardians. Like, they've been with you in past lives. They're here now, and they look after you, and they make sure, like, you know, they give you a responsibility.
Yeah.
They give you a source of love. They give you a connection. It's fucking wild. And I have a whole zoo of them, including
you
Stella.
You do. Me too.
The bird, the cat, the dog, and plants. But I interviewed a comedian once, and she said to me, it's smart for people like us to have living things in your home.
Oh, for sure.
Because that means that you get out of bed, and that means you feed somebody else, which in turn reminds you to feed yourself.
Just,
and I thought that was powerful shit. Yeah.
You know, it's also a thing that doesn't really give two shits about what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like kind of stoked you're there, and because when you're gone, it thinks it might die.
Right.
And
absolutely.
Like, hey, I'm back.
Right,
and it's
right,
like,
right.
I'm going to live today.
Totally.
I'm going to live today.
What a great feeling, right?
Yes. I have tried to write jokes about that time and time again, and nothing ever really like sticks, but I've always thought it's hilarious that they are so excited to see you.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh my God, they're so in love with me. We have such a deep connection, my guardian, my whatever. And then it's like, no, bitch, you're the food source.
Yes.
Like, they're thrilled to see you because they get to eat.
Do you have any pets, Stella?
I don't. I don't have any pets.
You want to go to the pet store right now?
Yes. I do want to go to the pet store right now. Wow. I have two pussies downstairs as well.
You do?
Yeah. Yep. Ozzy and Juno.
Oh, hell yeah. Do you guys have to keep them separate?
Sometimes. Yeah. They're not like... They do that too. They do a little hissing match, but...
Fucking...
It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
They're so dumb, these cats. I mean, they're not. They're really smart.
That's how they communicate, though.
But it's
though.
Just like, shut the fuck up. Chill. You're getting fed. You're getting fed. Like, what is the fucking problem?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a small house. Yep. Smell each other. Y'all pit, like...
Chill out. I know. Everyone chill out.
This is what I would say to my cat.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't need to try to kill every cat. Because Siamese are really, like, are they territorial. Really?
Oh, she's obsessed bullshit. With you, too, then.
Well, because I'm... Anything she's like, that gets no women in this house. Her food and me.
Okay, fair.
She thinks, like, if I maybe life get source. A girlfriend or something, I'll just forget about feeding her.
Oh, she's that pissed.
So, wait, she was around, obviously, when you and Caitlin were together. Did she have a good relationship with Caitlin?
Oh, yeah, we were living together.
Okay, you know, so it was like a family kind of thing. Yeah, it was totally. But you haven't had a girlfriend since then, so we're unsure of how
she's
going to respond. Oh, man.
It'll probably be... She'll probably just be, like, super annoying.
Lots of meowing.
Yeah. Siamese meow a lot. What's your cat like? Is your cat territorial?
I don't think so. No. My cat is the chillest cat. My cat is named after a rapper.
Wait. Oh, yeah.
He's the chillest. Luda. He doesn't give a fuck about anything. He'll come in the bed. Like, if I have somebody over, which hasn't really been
Luda's good.
Often, but, like, he'll come in just, like... chill and be like, what's up? But he's not like, get away from my mom.
Yeah,
he's like, I barely know this bitch. I've only had him for like a couple months. He's like a few months now. Yeah,
and he cut his tail off.
He's from Columbus. My Amber Falter, shout out Amber Falter, she's a Columbus comedian, and she found this cat on her property and was like begging the internet to take him because he was so amazing. But she already had a whole zoo. It was a whole thing. I was in Columbus playing shows, met the fucking cat, and I instantly was like, I want this fucking cat.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know how we're gonna do it or when we're gonna do it, but if you don't find him a home, I will take him. And then like 2 months later, she was like, still haven't found a home. I'm coming to Detroit to do this comedy festival. I'm bringing Luda. His name was Lucy at the time, short for Lucifer. And now here we are. Stella got drunk one day, renamed the cat Ludacris Empanada and Madranda.
That's a good, that's a lot of syllables.
I was
sounds important.
Just give me some booze and dignified. Pick a good name.
Period. All right. Any other topics that we want to discuss before we get out of here?
Oh my God!
I want to discuss number 5. We don't actually have to discuss.
No, let's talk about my money.
Let's do it.
I asked you what.
Can you move that Vita Coco, please? Before I burn this place down. Thank you.
It is. It seems like the biggest Vita Coco I've ever seen.
I made sure I
biggest Vita Coco.
I made sure I got the biggest one because why not? Abby. I love coconut water. It cures a hangover, and clearly I'm an alcoholic. So, and I have money spending problems too. Here. So that's the topic we're gonna talk about.
Which they go hand in hand. So,
do you get drunk and spend?
Yeah, it's my favorite time. Like, I love to go out to eat, and then, like, let's go shopping.
I do.
I love that. And, like, then I don't regret my purchase. Well, sometimes I do. But I work really hard, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I spend my money. Like, I'm not super... I mean,
I've
been saving pretty good. But I just bought a fucking projector.
Did you really?
It's the best thing that's ever happened tomorrow. To you. Oh, it will
be.
Yet.
It's about to be.
I have a projection in my room.
Projection mapping, and I just love. I'm a big cinema fan.
Absolutely.
I need to get one.
It was either that or a pedal steel guitar, and I decided for the first time in a long time to not choose music, entertainment.
Proud of you, dude.
Hell yeah.
Be proud of you. That's kind of a big thing.
I think a lot of people who were around that house, my last house, like knew how much my home theater setup meant to me.
Yeah.
And to like have a little step towards that is like.
Absolutely.
I got the one I wanted. So.
Hell yeah, dude.
What have you bought that you were most excited about? Has there been something that
nothing like, that's like important, just stupid shit.
Oh, so it's just like random bullshit.
I'm like creative. Like today I went to Salvation Army and I'm like, I went to like a really nice one and I found so many cool stuff. And I found these like old paintings, the coolest frames. And I want to find someone who paints or like an artist to paint over the faces of like these like folklore photos and do like something really cool. I hope it makes sense.
Yeah.
That seems like a great thing to just like.
I see, so I turn nothing into something. And my friend Alyssa, who I was with earlier, she's like my best friend since fourth grade, and she's so creative. Like she's like the type of woman, she has a man, thank God, but like she does everything. She'll paint her house. We redid her kitchen. She does everything by herself. And she's just like, cause she's so picky, she wants to do it. And like we always go thrifting and find the coolest fucking shit. And I've just been going out and buying a bunch of stuff I probably don't need. But I need it.
You gotta start saving, huh?
Yeah, I need a boob job.
How much do you have in savings? You don't have to answer that question also.
Not enough. For a boob job, nothing. Though. Needs like nothing. I'm like, what savings? Who? Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
What size boobs are you gonna get?
Ooh, probably like a C. I want like something like there.
That's a good size.
Seems like fucking hurt.
Like Lululemon.
Get them?
Yeah, that sounds like the most painful shit ever.
Both suck.
No, I'm so ready. I'm going to go to Lululemon. I'm going to buy a bunch of hot little sports bras and just go to the gym, get really tan, and find like a nice daddy.
Gym tan laundry.
Like high pony, Lululemon, C boob job, great nose job, vagina maybe like a year after. I don't know. We'll think about that.
They're pretty expensive surgeries, but there's like banks out there. I just learned about this. Are you okay?
Yeah, my neck. I'm getting over a neck injury.
Oh, shit.
So I'm just like.
We're over here laughing.
You laughed, but I was like, all right, we gotta do it. I just gotta turn to you.
I know. Yes.
You're over here describing.
I'm like, oh, he's like, oh.
You're describing the perfect.
Once I crack my neck, though, the boner just floods right out.
That's the secret? Shit. Damn. Yeah.
So if you're with me in bed, you just kind of have to be like,
there you go.
Spit on that. Oh.
It's the only way you can come.
keep my half chub afloat.
Hell yeah.
That's hilarious. That's yeah, I'm so trying funny. To become the perfect woman.
You already are the perfect woman.
Oh,
in my eyes.
Thank you.
Sup.
I hope. One day. I'm not there yet.
Fantastic.
What is a perfect woman to you apart from just
yes,
like
besides Stella? Me, it's not physical aspects. For me, it's physical because that's what I feel like I need to complete who I am. But not every woman needs to look like that to be the perfect woman. That's what I state right there. So you can be a trans woman. Well, don't look like a dude. Let's get somewhere. Make some progress. But.
Thank you.
What? Go back to you.
I recently dated a cis woman and I had a lot of fun doing so. She was really, really hot in my eyes. And
was she a cis woman?
She's a cis woman, yeah. That's really funny.
How are you a cis woman if you're dating a woman?
What do you mean? Cis means you were born.
Oh. Ew, I think cis is...
What did you think cis meant?
Terrible.
What?
Like straight, just boring, terrible. Like you're just a cis person.
You can be a cis person, but you can be gay. Am I blowing your mind right now?
It does sound like a slur almost, like it a does, cis.
Yeah. Like I used like a cis fucking white man came in.
Yeah. They like, were born a man, they are a you know.
Okay.
They're a man.
Keep going. I'm not mind blown, I'm just high and drunk.
Which
so
is
keep going.
Very disappointing, so you would be disgusted. No, anyway, so she was close to my height, which is very rare, you know, because I'm very little, which was really cool because I got to, like, really venture into my masculinity, and that was very exciting for me because that has been, like, an underlying thing for my entire life, how masculine I actually was. But I'm very feminine presenting because I have these fucking tits and this ass and, like, the long hair and, like, whatever, and then the way that I did dress for, like, a lot of my life, so... yeah, just kind of diving into that was dope. So I would say somebody who's close to my height, because I think tall women kind of freak me out.
Great. I'm screwed.
Well, you know, you and I.
What's
can't
your
fuck.
Idea of a perfect woman?
Fuck if I know.
You don't have someone ideal. You seem very wholesome and like by your Hinge profile, you're looking for something serious. So like. You need someone who's going to be on that level with you. So you seem very kind, very like lovable.
Do you think you have a type? I feel like you don't.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out.
Like, doesn't have to be how it looks.
Well, like brunettes, right? Yeah. Blondes are really boring.
Blondes are so boring.
Opinion, I've never been really attracted to blondes. To be honest.
I've never been blonde, and I've never.
You were blonde. You were very blonde for a very long time.
I don't think I'm that picky. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's more of just people into like similar interests.
That's what I'm saying.
That's like the big thing. You're and like, a fat ass.
Hey. I was going to ask you that earlier if you were a tits or a booty guy.
I mean, come on.
I'm a booty guy. Yeah. Booty guy. For sure. You could have like the tiniest little fucking titties, but as long as you got that ass.
It's just a preference though. Like, I'm kind of down with whatever. You know, I'm down with anything. Like, yeah. It's all cool. But.
Yeah.
Golf clap to that.
You can't choose what you love. I'm biased. Just like Game of Thrones.
Can't choose what you love.
I would never.
Oh my God, that was real.
Just like Game of Thrones.
I remember when that came on, I was just like, damn, right? You know, slow clap.
Right.
Like brother and sister just banging. Never mind that, but.
Oh no.
As long as my sister has a fat ass, we're doing great.
I always tell people this when I'm like running around my job or doing something. They're like, you look so busy. I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to get a fat ass by tomorrow.
There you go.
You
and
know?
Then they laugh and then they tip you $100.
Speaking of fat asses, the craziest thing, I'm going to talk about this. Doja Cat has her music coming out. Paint the Town Red. Good song. Whatever. Mm-hmm. She has a statue in downtown Chicago.
For what?
Let's look
For
at
being
it.
Being mean to people on the internet?
It's her, like, it's... Like looks, it's like looks like it's really like her standing there covered in blood.
Okay. Do you think Doja Cat is hot?
Yeah.
She is hot.
I do. Yeah. I don't know much about her. I remember the song she had with Bass Nectar at summer camp that he played at in like 2015 and was like, Doja Cat is sick.
Yeah.
And basically since then I've just thought she's pretty an artist.
Like, even her statue's hot.
I know. I was just like, she's an artist.
You should, yeah.
But I'm like, look at that.
I would have sex with that statue, probably.
Yeah, I would definitely fuck that statue. Do you think that that's actual her boob size?
Yes. Some she's like, she's hot.
She's
like, she's
tiny. She's got perfect honkers.
She has like the body. She's a beautiful.
She does have
but
the
she's
body.
A as of my next topic, she's actually a Nepo baby.
She is?
Her...
Did you know she's racist against black people?
And that's why, because what I'm about to tell you, her dad was black, not in her life. She was raised by like a white woman. If you saw the picture of her mom, you'd be like, that's Doja Cat's mom. Insane. Her dad is a big singer and like... A country, I don't know where fucking
is she Nicole Richie's sister?
No, but like her dad's like a really big famous singer in a different country. Hmm. But
oh,
she doesn't
different
have
country.
Really, she doesn't have really, I don't know the exact country. Yeah, so she's comes from like a family who's in music and stuff. Entertainment.
And that shouldn't discount. Like she's very talented.
She's very talented. Like, you're right.
I mean,
what's your opinion on Nepo babies?
Joe, you're the
I don't know. Like, but I know like, yeah. Sometimes you got a leg up in certain places, but like she's been around for a while. Like,
yeah.
I came across her probably 2014 at a festival because fucking Bass Nectar had a huge song with her.
Sure.
And it, you know, went on SoundCloud and started listening to it. She had a ton of music. It was so, there was so
I
much
liked
material
her 2014
there.
Too. Yeah.
And she's maintained a career, and like when we're talking about her on a podcast, and lots of people are talking about her. And I think, you know, she's making art. Like, it's a vibe. Like, you listen to Doja Cat, it makes you feel a certain way. And, I just don't want to, like, she is talented. Like,
she's
got taste. She's got vision. She probably says some annoying shit. She could be an annoying person. She probably had a leg up in life, so fuck her. But she's got some fucking bops out there.
That's so real.
We want to fucking, like, you know.
Can we collaborate? Rainbow Seeker?
My nipples and shit.
Rainbow Seekers and Doja Cat right now.
I don't know if there's a world where that exists,
let's
but...
Let's make it happen,
Let's
Doja.
Make it happen.
I'm about to at you, bitch.
Live in Japan, Doja Cat and Rainbow Seekers.
Yes, live in Japan.
Oh,
that's who's going to pay for
my...
your travels, is Doja.
Cool. What outfit should I... Can I dress up like a cow or something? Like one of her videos?
Who is the most famous person you've met?
I love the cow outfit that she wears.
Who's the most famous person you've met?
I have no idea.
You've never met someone who's you're like starstruck
it's
by?
But starstruck to me
you
is like.
You have 287.2K listeners on Spotify. Who the fuck do you know famous?
I met Robert Glasper probably that was like cool. Like I felt like there's like one of the best keyboard players. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. You're fine, baby. That's someone you look like.
Who, I don't know.
I don't look like him, but I have a picture with him.
I don't know who that is.
He's just a really good jazz pianist.
Oh, that's awesome.
He was heavy handed on the like To Pimp a Butterfly, a lot of like, like modern hip hop jazz fusion artists. Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah, that's really cool. That's just the most Joe answer.
I love jazz. Played before him at a festival once.
My dad listened to so much jazz growing up. That was like, it was really weird. Like, it wasn't weird.
Why was it weird?
It was weird because my mom and him were so opposite, and I would go to his house and it was like jazz vibes, like,
yeah,
think like the Oakland, like, just like this.
No wonder he left you.
I know.
Doesn't it make sense?
It makes so much sense. Yeah. Oh, hi, Dad, if you're listening. Yes, I have tips.
Horns are underrated. Sorry. Horns are underrated, don't you think?
Just like growing horns out of your head. Did I miss something?
We're not talking about Doja Cat anymore. We're talking about jazz.
Oh, yeah. Horns. Yeah. Those kind of horns.
Yeah.
Do you like jazz? So high. Joe, I'm so happy you came today. Thank you for your cooperation.
Thank you. Really fucking
fun. You honestly have been killing it, and I'm so happy.
Okay, wait. Halloween costume ideas, and then we're done.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Because
that seems fun. What are y'all thinking? You already said yours, didn't you?
I'm going to be Britney Spears, and I'm going to be Poison Ivy with, like, the leaves because I have the burgundy hair, like a little cherry on a leaf.
Okay, bet.
Super hot. I was going to be a slutty cheerleader and like a prostitute. Okay. But then I realized that like, every day. But I'm not every day. Yeah. You're right. Like I wear mini skirts with my ass out every day. So every like, it doesn't matter. So like no one's going to expect that. Everyone expects that from me. Sure. So less hooker, more inspiration.
What would like a cis whore look like? Like if I was me. Like actually a whore though, like if I was just like a regular dude who you like,
I say button up, polo, belt, coif, and
like how you just saw like a random dude walking down the street and you're like, that guy just like wants to get fucked.
All of them.
Yeah. There's no specific outfit. It's every type
not
of
like
dude.
I want to get fucked, but like, you're like those like, khakis yeah. are just screaming.
Those khakis are screaming Jake from State
Do
Farm.
You mean like, I Why is there be fucking for $20?
I'm just trying to figure out what this costume would look like.
Oh, costume.
What are you gonna be for? What are you gonna be for Halloween?
I think I might be too stoned to really.
It's a good
probably
question.
Not a good costume.
What's something crazy you would be if, even if you don't know you're not gonna be it right now? Like, what was a costume you would love to try out? Like, someone you would love to be. If you had the fun, like
Doja Cat's cow. You said it.
I don't know. There's a lot of pretty funny costumes.
Oh!
You got Joe Hurtler stoned.
Oh, no, I did.
Good job.
Get a LaCroix. Get a LaCroix.
Get a LaCroix in you, honey.
I think he's so bad.
Okay. Go pee. Was that your answer for Halloween costumes?
Yeah. Okay. You should be a LaCroix can.
LaCroix can? What do you mean?
Like, LaCroix can. Like.
Oh, you should be one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be one. We're gonna. This has been great.
This is the best.
I think I got high.
We've literally been
hot in here. The smoke is in my lungs. I'm stoned.
I got today at the dispo. They went there.
Some good shit, dog.
I didn't tell you about. Keep this recording.
It is recording.
I went to the dispensary with my friend Alyssa. She's like, you have to go to this fucking dispensary called Kimbabos or something. And I'm like, Kimbabos. I'm like, Condados. I've been there. Yeah. She's like, no, Kimbabos. And I'm like, it's like some crazy fucking name. And she took me there and I walked in. The security guard, like transphobe, looked at me. And I'm like, oh, I already know how the vibe is. The girl, they checked me in. And I'm like, is this the dispensary? Because their lobby, they had a bunch of shit out there. And I was like, this is it? They're like, no. They take me to this room. This crazy guy, this secret door, whatever, you always go through the door. Mm-hmm. And then this guy, crazy fucking guy, he was very, very nice, but he was just like, he over-explained everything. And like, I just wanted, we just came in there to get like a couple things, like pre-rolls, you know me, like a cart.
Right.
we're cashing out. He's like, okay, I'm cashing you out. I'm giving you the card back. This is how much you owe. Take the card in. Put the card in. Take it back out. Let's try that again. This is going to be your change. It's taking 2% tax off. Your receipt's like this. Have you heard of our loyalty program? You come every Monday and Tuesday, 1 to 5. He's like, listen, you guys got some good stuff. I've been working here for like 2 years. And like me and my friend Alyssa are like been shopping all day. We're tired. We just want to get some bud. We haven't smoked. That's why we're there.
Sure.
And we're like, I was like, I'm telling you, laughing at this dude. I was like,
I couldn't even drink. You're working at the wrong establishment. You need to go.
No, he worked at the right one, but like not for high-ons.
He's like giving the fucking. I'm like, I can't even. He's like coked out.
Yeah, he was like insane. Like taking the card in, taking the card out. I'm like, I would never have sex with you. I would kill myself. Putting it in, putting it out, taking it in. I'm coming on your face. Like, oh.
Like a fucking robot.
Like, yeah. Yes. Ew.
We don't want that.
What costume did you pick for this occasion? Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
We had an entire
I just went to the dispensary earlier, and I just shopped with my friend all day, and I went there with the weed you just smoked, and the guy was very nice, but he just chatted my ear off, and he was really weird because he was saying everything he was doing every second. I'm taking the basket of your stuff and putting it right here. Put your card in right here. Tap that one thing. I'm going to type in the thing right here. And I was like...
That would freak me
out. No, it was like a simulation vibe. Like, am I like in a...
left. No, thank you. No, I'm not ready for AIs to take over the world. I would love to... Stop acting like one.
Back to you, Joe. I would love to hear you perform sometime. I think you're pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I listened to your music earlier, obviously.
Thank you, Stella.
Joe plays, so I think we're playing Touch. This weekend, right?
Wait, I want to come see you.
DIY.
Baby. I'm going to Riff Fest on Saturday at Pine Knob. Do you want to come with me and Lexi?
No, I'm
going
to go to his show.
Well, I'm going to be back later on. So, well, fuck, motherfucker.
You should bail.
You should.
Should I bail and go with you?
Yeah.
Obviously.
I loving touch of the sneakers.
It's not. Well, I think it's a.
Are you in the alley or in the?
Yeah, it's in the alley.
In the road or whatever.
What is it? Cool, what's going on down? Cool, wait, the arts fest.
Have you ever been to DIY?
DIY. Everyone talks about
DIY.
Sick. It's so a sick. Really cool. Like,
yeah. So you're gonna be next to my show. Job,
it's
Joe.
Sweet. Hell yeah.
You are gonna be the stage. I think is right next to. Is it next to the Web still? The stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, okay. It's really well attended. There'll be a good crowd. Yeah,
you reminded me. I'm taking off this Saturday.
What time are you on?
I'm so excited, Joe.
Let me check my
I'm so excited.
Okay, while you're looking, I'm going to do the outro.
Okay.
Stella, I love you so much. Thank you for being my co-host, and thank you for getting me indirectly stoned, because I feel very...
There's a lot of smoke in
relaxed
here.
Relaxed. Nice. All of a sudden, and I don't usually smoke weed because it makes me anxious, so good job.
Thank you.
Great bucket hat.
It's you a see really the fog in the room?
Hat.
Do you like it?
It's I think the dopest.
I like your hat, hilarious. Too, with the fish on it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, are you guys mad about? No, just kidding. Your eyebrow looks really good.
No, it doesn't. I literally was rushing because I came home so late.
Your lips are popping.
I look a mess right now, but thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Just say thank you next time.
I have a hard time taking compliments.
I know, and we're working on it. It's an exercise.
Thank you.
There you go. Just like
louder. We don't. We're not louder. Sponsored by LaCroix, by the way. So don't look at the can.
Stop hitting the table before Marissa hates us.
Thank you for listening.
This has been an interesting episode.
This has been a great episode. I'm so happy you came.
Thrilled that Joe was here.
Thanks for letting me hang.
Of course. This will drop on Friday, which means that the very next day, if you are in the Ferndale or the Metro Detroit area, please make sure...
Or Ann Arbor.
I'm saying specifically, if you would just stop stepping on my punchlines.
Sorry.
Check out DIY Fest. Joe will be playing there with his band.
Guessing at like 7 or 8 or
with
something.
With the band? Mm-hmm. Full band? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Full band, 7 or 8. DIY, downtown Ferndale, free festival for the arts, and it's actually it's amazing.
It's really cool.
Yeah,
there's like they get like whoever books like they get the talent in, not the music necessarily, but like it's DIY Fest.
Just everyone in general.
There's really good shit there.
Stella, where can everybody find you, baby?
You can find me on Pornhub.com.
That's right.
And you also can find me at 444.stella on Instagram.
That's right.
Each other's Miller's pod.
What's the 444 mean?
I'm super into angel numbers. I know you're not spiritual and all that shit. But we're going to get
spiritual.
You there. So when you see numbers on my profile, on my dating profile, I always say, all I do is be sexy and see angel numbers. I'm very blessed. And every time something crazy happens to me, I see numbers and numerology and all that stuff. And I take it and I just, appreciate it and think about and reflect in the moment.
What's 4444?
It's like the best. It's like the best angel number. It's like my great grandma from Italy would always like tell me when I was younger. Like she was super into it. This is before it was like a fad. Now you know what I mean.
It has something to do with Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Is that as well? Oh. And so she died. She died at 444.
Like
on April the dot.
445.
Like 4:45, like she's like, I'm waiting to the four. Whoa. I'm waiting to the four. No, but she literally did, and then I got into a really bad car crash, and it was at 4:44, and like I could have like really gotten like in the moment.
You got into the car accident after your grandma passed.
No,
before,
but after, like years later on. But yeah. I felt like I was like protected because yeah, that's what I like to say. I could have gotten yeah. like literally fucking killed.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like didn't, and I'm like, just has been a lot of different situations in my life where numbers like that, right. and it's come up a lot. And I would just sit back and like, damn, like I'm grateful for this moment, or should I do something like this? Mm-hmm. And I know it's like for some people it's corny and you don't understand it, but like I don't know, I just think it, I think of it differently.
If it means something. Something to you, it makes you happy. Then
yeah, right.
That's right.
Where can we find you?
I'm right here.
For those of you watching who are have not so heard dumb. Of Joe or like haven't
no, he's amazing first of all
amazing but if you, you haven't heard of Joe or his band, where can we find you on social media?
Pornhub.com.
Find right me and Joe's porn Stella. On Pornhub.com
right next to Stella.
Yeah, if you can Google my spell, I don't fucking know. Joe Hurtler.
Joe Hurtler and the Rainbow Seekers.
Yep.
It's out there.
Amazing out there. Band. Listen to them. We're so happy to have you on. We're so grateful. Thank you for Stella. Doing this with us. You're killer.
Thanks for answering all my questions.
I hope we answered
actually,
yours.
I wanted to ask you guys.
Thanks for bringing Jen. Go on.
I have a question.
My relaxed.
What's your question?
Hold up. All right. If you had a dick and you were 14 years old,
okay.
What's the first thing you'd want to put it in?
Like,
why 14?
Inanimate. I'm just coming up with a question.
Okay, so like, to like,
what would be
I would put it in something.
Like you're standing in the living room and you're like, oh, what is going on here?
Yeah.
You just got to put it in something.
And I haven't figured out that I want it to be warm or.
It be me.
Like I mean, that might not be accessible to you at that moment, so.
I don't know why my mind goes to like immediately to hot pot, like an actual hot pocket.
No,
like a cooled off.
No, a room temperature. Because you wouldn't. It would be no.
Someone's definitely tried it, but no one that I know.
You know what I mean?
There's so many.
But like
things.
That's where my mind goes as an adult who like knows how things are supposed to feel. But I think if I was a 14-year-old with a boner, didn't know what the fuck was going on, I would probably go couch cushions.
That's probably where, yeah.
You know? Joe's like, my couch cushions are
common.
No, don't go to those ones.
He's like, I cracked a blanket in half. And Bridesmaid, she's like, I slaved away in the kitchen with my boys. Yep. And I was doing their laundry and I had cracked a blanket in half.
Yep. That's so good. So that's my answer. What about you? What were you sticking your fucking dick in when you were 14? And
oh my God. Everything.
You were like grown men.
Honestly, I was like, God, deep conversation that we're locking off. Obviously not. I think I was like groomed a little bit when I was younger because I have daddy issues and I was always like,
what? All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a lot of gay kids are because you're young and you're stupid and you're vulnerable and you go on these Grindr and you meet these older men who you think are normal, but they're not. They're fucking weirdos. And you get older and you look back like, damn, did I really just fuck like a 32-year-old when I was like 16? That's
for
weird.
Real?
Yes, yeah, I did. And I didn't think anything
I'm
of
sorry.
It. No, nothing to be sorry about. And I don't even blame myself.
I think she had a good time.
I mean, then fuck yeah.
It's fucked up. It's fucked up.
I think everyone had a good time. But yeah, it is fucked up.
It's fucked up. So when I was younger, I like wasn't like putting my dick in things. I was like going on that. And
that's why I said when I asked you.
And now I think about it and it's like, damn, that was weird. Joe Hertler, if you bang the table one more time,
you're fired.
You're fired.
We're taking your card if you bang the table one
more time. Okay.
No, we got to get the fuck out of here. This has been an amazing, very
I'm so happy.
Crazy, long, fun episode. thank you again for being here, Joe.
Thank you.
You can find him at Joe Hertler. Thanks, He's being Joe. Humble Thanks. And weird. Thanks, you can find me at johanna.madronda on all social media platforms. Stella444.
My name.
Your name.
Pornhub. Follow each other's mothers. Please. Listen to us. We're coming back. We always sit up and we take a hiatus. But what? Who fucking cares? If you're loyal, if you're a super fan,
that's right.
If you're the guys that are trying to stalk me at my job and listen to this, hey, don't do that. but follow us. Let's have a good time. Love you bunches.
We love you.
Can we all say kisses?
Kisses.
Kisses. We out. Peace. Bye.